Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Hello everyone, it's Brenda Douglas from Prince George's County, Maryland, and in this episode I want to share some fall home maintenance tips. Now let me just say that right now here today, here in the DMV, for those of you who are not aware, stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Here in the DMV, the temperature is 41 degrees. It is 7:15 a.m. in the morning. The temperature is now 41 degrees, but it feels like 33. Not only that, we have winds that are 18 miles per hour, so you know it feels colder. So again, it's 41 degrees, but it's only going to get as high as 49 degrees. So we are in for cold weather today, right? And there's a freeze warning for 11 p.m. tonight. Now, let me just say that here in the DMV, we experience all four seasons, right? We typically feel or experience all four seasons. However, sometimes the spring and the fall goes by completely fast. And we feel nothing. It's like it jumps from summer, 84 degrees, and then what, 41 right now, right? On Monday, it was 82. On Tuesday, it was 78. And now today, it is 41 degrees, right? So we again, experience all four seasons, but sometimes we don't get the full experience of fall and winter. And some seasons are just like that, or some years are just like that. But like I said, in this episode, I want to give you some fall home maintenance tips. And I forgot to mention that it is November the 1st. And so daylight savings time will be in just a few days. So in terms of the temperature, we are on target based on what history has shown in terms of the weather. But I want to share some ways that you can protect your home during the fall. Now, let me just say that, listen, it's one thing to procure a home investment, but you have to learn to maintain and keep it. Those are just as important, right? So this little bit of maintenance here today can prevent thousands of dollars later on, right? So even though we're really cold and it feels like a winter day, 41, it feels like 33, I'm still going to share these fall home maintenance tips so that you can apply them, right? Because you still need to prepare for the winter. Now, I will be doing a few more episodes on the, I will be doing an episode on winterizing your home. And I will also be doing an episode on having a winter emergency kit. We here have in the DMV, actually, I don't think it was the DMV. I think it was more like Pennsylvania. There was a snow. There was a blizzard. We do have blizzards here. We do have snow here. Lots of snow here. So, but what happened was she got stuck in her car. Her car stalled. She couldn't get it to start. Long story short, she froze in the car. So I want to share some winter emergency kits, ideas that you can put in your car or just have in your home, right? But for this particular episode, again, I will be sharing some fall home maintenance tips for you to jump on right now before it gets cold for long extended periods of day. So anyway, guys, okay, so let's get started. All right, so let's start with the smoke detectors, right? Now is the time for you to change the battery in your smoke detector. If you do not have batteries in it, you want to test it to be sure that it works. Around this time of year, we have wildfires. Actually, not here in the DMV, but in the right now in California. So just be safe, right? Because a lot of people do use what is it called? Electric blankets. Or sometimes they have fireplaces. So there are some things here that can spark a fire. You just want to be protected. If you live in a condo where you have like a shared building, you want to be safe because you don't know what your neighbors are doing, right? So just check the smoke detector to make sure that the batteries actually replace the batteries. It's time to replace the batteries. But those of you who don't have batteries, you want to be sure that it works. The other thing is carbon monoxide detectors. Carbon monoxide detectors, you want to make sure that they are functioning properly. You also want to test them as well. And listen, if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, you might want to get one before the winter sets in. They have some at Home Depot's, Lowe's, some of those home interior or home improvement stores. Some of the common causes or common sources, I should say, of carbon monoxide include fireplaces, a gas stove, clothes dryers, water heaters, a furnace, a car, like especially one that's in the garage. Sometimes people start their car in the garage and then they run in the house and do whatever, and the car is outside running with the garage closed, right? And so the carbon monoxide is trapped inside of the garage. You want to be very careful about that. Your car should already be heated, so you may want to just raise the garage up a little bit so that the carbon or the smoke will have a place to escape, right? Which is outside, which is not where it belongs, but just outside, right? The other thing is sometimes people have a fueled fire generator. These generators are proven to be very, very beneficial, especially, you know, when we have ice storms here, not ice storms, it just rains and it rains ice here in the DMV. So sometimes it causes electrics to go out, you know, the lights to go out or what have you. We also have high winds. Sometimes it causes the lights to go out in homes. And so people sometimes have generators because sometimes the light can go out for a few days, up to 3 to 5 days, and sometimes maybe even longer here in the DMV. So people have found that buying a generator is helpful in that situation. Well, if it is a fueled fire generator, then you want to get a carbon monoxide detector so that you and your family can be safe. The other thing is a blocked chimney, right? So you want to go ahead and have someone to, I'm going to jump ahead, and have someone to inspect your chimney to make sure that the smoke is able to escape upwards outside of the home as opposed to down inside the home. Also, I suggest that you get someone to inspect your gutters and your downspouts, or you inspect them, because during the fall here in the DMV, we get a lot of rain. And right now, the leaves are falling like crazy. And so they can get trapped in the gutters and in the downspouts. And so you want to make sure that those things are, the gutter and the downspout is cleaned, so that when it does rain, the water can escape off of your home. But you want to make sure that those gutters, like I said, the leaves get trapped in there. And there is a way for you to get the type of gutter that'll block leaves from going in the gutter, right? But like I said, in the fall, it is the fall in a few days. And so And so the leaves get trapped in the gutter. So you want to have someone to inspect the gutters as well as the downspouts. And while you're at it, have someone to inspect your roof. Some people will come over and inspect those things for free, or sometimes they will charge you a minimum fee. Again, a little bit of maintenance can save you thousands in the long run. You want to have someone to go ahead and check your roof and make sure that the shingles attack down, right, so that no snow or no water from the rain, the fall rain, gets underneath the they're not tiles. Are they called tiles? The shingles at the top of the shingles on the roof. Also, guys, you can adjust that thermostat, and then also listen, have have your furnace checked. Right. Furnace, again, is one of the ways that carbon monoxide can get into your home. So have someone to go ahead and inspect that. Right. The other thing is you want to look for any leaks. Right. Any leaks throughout your house, the windows, the doors. Now is the time with it being a little bit windy. And then also, like I said, in the fall here in the DMV, it rains quite a bit. So you want to pay attention to your windows and your doors, and also find ways to prevent the heat from escaping, right? So you're looking for any seals, any leaks, any cracks, and go ahead and take care of those things. Sometimes if it's a crack, it's a matter of going to one of the home improvement stores and getting something to seal it closed, right? Until you're able to afford getting it replaced completely, right? Like I said, a little bit of maintenance will save you thousands later. And now, since the weather is cooler, like I said, go ahead and adjust that thermostat so that you don't, you know, you can save energy. I'm telling you, that electric bill is no joke, especially this summer. It's been extremely, extremely hot here in the DMV. So go ahead and adjust that temperature. I love around this time of year the fact that I can leave the window open and let some fresh air in, right? And save me some money. All right, so while we're at it, let's consider the filters, guys, the air and the water filters. You want to go ahead and change those filters. And listen, you can go to the home improvement store. Actually, you know what? Take the filter out of like your dishwasher or your clothes dryer or the furnace. You can take the filter out and look at look on the side to see what size filter you have, and then you can take it to Home Depot. I was so surprised at how easy that was for me. And the same thing with your car. You can see what size filter it is, and you can go and purchase it and just pop it right on in. So now is the time for you to check those furnaces. Check furnaces and filters. 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 Now is the time for you to check your filters, the furnace filter, the vacuum cleaners, right? Go ahead and clean those things out, because, again, it will save you money in the long run, and it'll help it to run efficiently in terms of your refrigerator. If you have one of those, if you have a filter in your refrigerator, now is the time to change it. The same thing for your dishwasher, because, again, you want it to run efficiently. I find that I don't know if I'm the only one, but I tend to stay inside longer when the days are shorter. I just, when it gets darker, mentally it makes me think it's time to go to bed, right? So I'm going to be gearing up these podcasts and these YouTube videos because I don't like it necessarily. But anyway, back to what I was saying. And also your air purifiers and humidifiers. Yeah, I have to check the filter on mine. Now is the time to change and or check them. And then the clothes dryer, right? And look at the duct to make sure that there's not a lot of dust accumulated. If you don't feel comfortable doing these things, call a professional to do it. Some of them will give you a free consultation, and some of them will charge you minimum to do these things. But and the last thing is your stove, or if you the over the range microwave. Sometimes they have filters. Go ahead and change those things out, guys, to get ready for this winter and the fall. Now may be the time for you to drain that water heater, right? Draining the water will make it more efficient, right? So, Now is a great time to drain that hot water heater. Now, again, guys, if you don't feel comfortable about doing these things, call a professional. Like, I am very, I love DIY. I love watching videos to show me how to DIY, but there's some things that I don't feel safe about handling. And if that is you, just call a professional. Otherwise, handle everything else. Some of you right now have lots of leaves because I'm telling you the leaves have been falling. If that is you, don't wait until the last minute when all the, some people like to wait until all of the leaves have fallen off the tree before they pick up the leaves. But to me, that might be more work. The other thing is that the same thing applies for snow. I've learned that if you let the snow pack, and so it's snowing, 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 and you just stay in the house until it's all done. Well, to me, in my opinion, it makes the snow pack and it makes it more heavier. And I believe the same thing applies for leaves. Some of you here in Prince George's County in particular, we have leaf pickup days. You bag those leaves, take them up to the curb. I'm sure DC has that as well. The point is that you want to go ahead and start preparing for that because, like I said, the leaves are really, really falling off of the trees. And so whatever method you use, go ahead and get your supplies, your rakes, the blower. Some people use that blower thing to blow the leaves. You got rakes. Some people can use shovels to pick up the leaves. Whatever you need, bags, you may well go ahead and get your bags so that you can put the leaves in the bag. Some people like to mulch up their leaves, so they may take the lawnmower and roll over. And whatever your method is, go ahead and start preparing so that you are able to do that. Get your gas for your lawnmower or whatever, again, you do to get those leaves. So you need to get ready because, like I said, the leaves here in the DMV are really, really falling quickly and lots of them, right? So don't wait until the last minute. Go ahead and get yourself prepared for that. And while you're at it, go ahead and do your little scoop to make sure that you have all of your supplies that you need for the winter, the rakes, the shovels, the tools, that little brush thing that you brush the car window, all of those things, go ahead and start preparing for that now. You don't want to wait till the last minute. I believe that when you wait until the last minute, the prices go up, number one. And then number two, sometimes they're out of stock. And then number three, you just don't want to wait until the last minute, right? So now, guys, now since it's getting colder and we're having our first freeze here in the DMV, you want to turn off your exterior faucets, right? So that your pipes don't freeze and then you have this big pile of water, right? So go ahead and drain and disconnect that water hose and then turn the faucet valve off. That's on the inside of the house, and then open and close the outside tap to release the water, right? Again, you want to protect your pipes. Some pipes are covered through the state or the city, and yet there are some that are the ones that are in your property. You know, you have to maintain those, especially if it's you know, in your house. Listen, if you know that you love a nice warm fire and firewood, now is the time to start getting your sources together and start piling up that wood so that you will be ready. Like, some people have preferences in terms of the type of wood that they fire or they put in their fireplace. If that is you, go ahead and get yourself ready. The other thing is that flip that mattress. Flip that mattress, guys. It helps to prevent the mattress from sagging or even leaving like that body impression, you know, where you sink, you know, it feels like one part of it is sinked in. Like, I have a pillow top. I don't necessarily feel it, but I still will flip it. All right, guys, I hope that these tips has been helpful. You know, in one regards, I get excited about the fall and the seasons changing, especially since it's been a hot, hot summer here in the DMV. But at the same time, I'm not really a fan of the snow either. But anyway, guys, listen, I hope that these fall home maintenance tips have been helpful to you. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll receive a notification whenever I upload a new episode. Otherwise, guys, I thank you so much for listening. And listen, you want to remember that purchase or having a home is about more than just purchasing a home. You also have to maintain and keep it. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.